Hey, this is America Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in movies such as Friday the 13th or Circle or terrorizing others like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.
That wasn't very nice. Hey, today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Yvonne Strahovski, quite possibly the most beautiful woman on network television and star of one of my family's favorite shows, NBC's Chuck. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher's smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com, brought to you today by Audible.com. Mr. Media is recorded live before about 100 jealous, drooling hosts of competing radio shows in the new media capital of the world and home of the 2010 American League East champions, St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, when it comes to NBC's Monday night spy rom-com, Chuck, regular listeners know I'm not afraid to let my geek flag fly. Boy, that was a tumble of words. Mr. Media has been delighted to host interviews with Josh Gomez, who plays Chuck's best friend Morgan, both halves of Jeffster, Vic Sahai and Scott Krinsky, and even Ken Davidian, best known for co-starring in Borat with Sacha Baron Cohen, but also recognized among elite fans as Uncle Bernie in the episode titled Chuck Versus the First Kill. So, you know, welcoming the stunning Yvonne Strahovski to the show is the easiest thing I've had to do since starting out 4 years ago. As Chuck's long-repressed girlfriend, Sarah, Yvonne has made an impression for everything she brings to the role, besides being the sweetest eye candy on the planet. She plays a woman who kicks ass, male and female. She takes a back seat to no man or woman, is smart, intuitive, and an excellent example of the kind of character that every dad should want his teen daughter to admire and respect. I love that my daughter and my wife and I have a show we can watch and enjoy together, and I'm delighted that Yvonne Strahovski can take a few minutes out of her schedule to talk about Chuck with us today. Yvonne, welcome to Mr. Media.
Wow, thank you. What a lovely welcome.
Well, we're really, really delighted to have you here. And I got to tell you, when Chuck first started, it was enough for me, and probably most male viewers, that you were just there, you know, making every other woman, but of course my wife, seem woefully inadequate. But pretty soon it was clear that you weren't just set dressing. And I wondered, was it apparent to you from day one that this was a real fleshy role, or did it take a little while?
No, I hoped that it would be a fleshy role. I mean, it's definitely turned out to be one. And I certainly feel lucky to be playing a role like Sarah Walker, because I feel like I get to touch on a whole bunch of different genres within the one television show. Like, you know, we do a lot of action and obviously we do very dramatic stuff, and you know, it's getting a bit romantic comedy as well with Chuck and Sarah living together, and I get to do a lot of that stuff. So it's very rewarding to come to work every day and then have something new to play with on a daily basis.
It seems like kind of a rare role where it is that fully, I keep using the word fleshed out, I'm not intending it as a pun, but I mean, it is a very broad role, and the character seems very well drawn.
Oh, very well drawn? What do you mean, like?
I mean, thought out. Like, you know, we get a fully realized person and not a, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, because there's many layers to Sarah Walker, and I think, you know, we've seen that in some of the flashback episodes, and I mean, and especially the Nicole Richie episode that we had back in season, gosh, was it 2 or 3? I'm blanking on that now. But we have Nicole Richie coming back tonight, which is awesome. And I guess that's touching on Sarah Walker's backstory again. And, you know, with the building relationship, I think it's been a really nice journey for Sarah Walker, because she started off as this spy who didn't really know, wasn't familiar with the normal way of life or, you know, having a boyfriend or anything like that. So now that she's with Chuck, she's sort of trying to settle into a part of life that is very unfamiliar to her, that most people you know, to most people that is so familiar to just, you know, have a boyfriend and live with them and they have a family and everything's, you know, peachy.
Now, I read, I think, that you're married, but the chemistry between you and Zach Levy as Chuck has always seemed genuine, and I wondered, did you have something there from the beginning, or did it have to evolve over time?
I don't know. You're the second person that said to me that you've read that I'm married.
Is that wrong?
I'm not married, by the way. Pardon?
Oh, good. Honey, I'm gone. Sorry. Goodbye.
But, yeah, no, I mean, chemistry is this weird thing that just happens on camera. I mean, and it's different with everybody, you know. It's just like each individual's energy is playing off one another. So it's always, you know, you can never expect what type of chemistry you're going to have with somebody. And I guess with Zach and I, it just sort of works on screen. And, I mean, we've been friends for the whole 4 seasons, so and people always tell us how amazing the chemistry is. So we're very excited that that it works, and that's the reason why people follow the show, you know, because they want to see what happens with these two lovers and now a couple.
And do you have any say this kind of situation? Where the romance evolves between two characters, and it's gotten very physical and it's gotten very close. And I mean, I know that the writers and the producers, it's their show, but if you found him loathsome, I assume that it might not be where it is now.
Well, I mean, it's every actor's job to act and pretend and lie. I mean, lie for a living, right? So, I mean, it doesn't really matter what you think of anybody in real life. A show is a show, and the character is a character, and it's every actor's job to act what's written, right?
I think so, yeah. So is he loathsome?
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, you hear of so many stories where, I don't know, in film and stuff, I'm sure a lot of them are rumors, but you do hear stories of actors not getting along, and you watch the finished product, the movie or the television show, whatever it may be, and it works. Somehow people have pulled it off. So I just think that's exactly what an actor has to do, is pull something off, no matter how good or bad the circumstances may be.
Now, each year we learn a little bit more about Sarah's real backstory, or we think we do. It's kind of hard to be sure on this show. Are there new details this season about Sarah?
I think there might be a little bit of that. I mean, I know that for the most part we're focusing on the storyline where Chuck's trying to find his mother, mm-hmm. played by Linda Hamilton, of course, and it's kind of more so about the relationship as well between Chuck and Sarah, and that's going to be an interesting one because we just left off with Chuck suggesting that they might be next to have children and get married, and of course that is something that freaks Sarah out very, very much. So yeah, we get into a lot of the couple negotiation stuff, like babies and marriage and all that fun stuff.
Oh my. Now, we're going to run out of time, but I want to ask you, I understand you have a new movie in the pipeline, The Killer Elite, with Robert De Niro, Jason Statham, Clive Owen. Not bad company.
Yeah, not bad company at all. Yeah, I shot that right before I started shooting this fourth season of Chuck. And I was lucky enough to go home to Australia to shoot it, which was really nice. And yeah, the cast is amazing, of course. I really did feel like a kid in a candy store when I got to work with Robert De Niro. I mean, it was very exciting, and I mean, it's every actor's dream to work with somebody like that, who is just a master at their craft and so professional and so sweet at the same time.
And so, if Zach gets out of hand on the set these days on Chuck, can you just say, "Hey, look, I don't need this. I'll go back to working with Bobby D again."
if Bobby D will take me.
Oh, touche. Well, folks, listen, you can see the vivacious Ivan Strahovski every Monday night in the NBC spy rom-com, and that's romantic comedy, knuckleheads, every Monday night at 8 p.m. on NBC. And if you need to catch up on the show, you can order previous seasons on DVD at a great price at MrMedia.com. Ivan Strahovski, thank you so much for being on Mr. Media. You're a delightful woman on to talk to and to watch.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, you can surf over to our main website, and that includes several interviews with Chuck stars, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. While you're there, you can give us a few stars, write a little review if you like. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@MrMedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media. Thanks so much. Pardon me. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and spend it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, y'all. This is Lauren Bowles. You know I play Holly, the new waitress at Merlot's on HBO's True Blood, right? All right, here's the deal. I'd rather spend all night with them damn bloodsuckers than another minute listening to that Mr. Media radio. No thanks.